The weed killer Roundup has been a huge seller for its maker, Monsanto, which stoutly defends its safety. But a jury in Pennsylvania last week dealt the company an expensive blow, ordering $2.2 billion to a man who blamed his cancer on Roundup. The man worked as a landscaper. And several thousand cases are still in the legal queue. With us for more is Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
Well, this jury in Philadelphia found Roundup caused the man's cancer and that its maker, Monsanto, failed to warn about the risks. More than $2 billion, Robin. What does this mean for the many plaintiffs who are taking similar claims to court?
I mean, there's hope, and there's hope for even more plaintiffs to join this vast action. There are more than 50,000 Roundup claims that are still outstanding in the United States. And this is now, Monsanto is owned by Bayer, which acquired it in 2018. It's become a monumental headache, even though I think they've won something like 10 out of 16 of these one-off cases. They've already used the $10 billion out of the $16 billion that they set aside. So the worry is that this is going to deplete them, and they don't have the money for share buybacks or investing in pharmaceuticals, which is Bayer's, you know, core knitting.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there a possible new strategy ahead for Monsanto? I mean, you've described its struggles since it was bought by Bayer. The stock is down 70% since that acquisition. And as you're saying, the company's very deep pockets might not be deep enough.
Yeah, I mean, there's one Wall Street analyst that says we could see an outflow, a cash outflow of anywhere from $1 to $2 billion a year for the foreseeable future. And that's just, you know, at that point, that's just going to bleed the company dry. You veer toward insolvency, especially if others veer toward the action. Look, there's some things on the margin that they could do, maybe separate the pharmaceutical business from the agricultural products business. But you've seen this play before. You know, you don't want to always mention asbestos, but when you see these kind of prizes and the late night TV commercials and a company decide to say, we want to be headstrong and we want to stick to the science, we don't want you to vilify us as this kind of maker of carcinogens when the preponderance of the science, they argue, is on our side.
They
want to stay there. But that's one thing if you're a private company and you have all the resources. But if you're a publicly traded company and your stock is back at 2006 levels, as Bayer's is, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But this cancer question, Robin, that you raised, this jury found, yes, Roundup caused this plaintiff's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The regulatory bodies are split. The EPA found no risks of concern to the main ingredient in Roundup, whereas the World Health Organization's cancer agency says probably carcinogenic. If you're the company, legally, financially, is it important to keep saying this does not cause cancer?
It is, but you could see how litigation can win this in a war of attrition. You know, you might be right, and you might have whatever authority, the USDA, the FDA, even though there's prevarication from the WHO, that is just enough insecurity to kind of feed the plaintiff's actions. This is catnip. This is gravy for them. And they see cash. And look, this award of $2.25 billion might well be shaved down in the end, but it's still really depleting their worst case scenario reserve that they set aside. And that is only good news for people who think they were wronged. Again, more than 50,000 cases outstanding in the U.S.
Yeah. More to come. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.